Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
The European Union almost halted official talks about legal treaty on corporations and human rights. Several social organizations denounced on Monday in Geneva that the European Union attempted to hold the negotiations taking place in the framework of the UN to create a binding treaty on human rights and transnational corporations. The European Union sought today to modify the agreement reached in June 2014 when an intergovernmental working group of the UN Human Rights Council was created to include all companies and not only transnational corporations, mainly coming from Europe, the US and other countries of the Global North. The working group was established to create a binding treaty that deals with human rights violations perpetrated by transnational corporations. Real World Radio interviewed Friends of the Earth Europe's representative, Anne van Schaik, about the European Union's actions and other issues.
Anne, what are your first impressions after the beginning of the work today, and especially about the role played by the EU?
Well, first of all, we were really happy that today, finally, the discussions were going to start on the binding treaty that we so urgently need on businesses and human rights. We are very disappointed that the EU maintains its position that certain conditions need to be met so they are able to participate in these negotiations. And even though their first demand, which was that there should be more attention to the UN guiding principle, was met, they are still protesting because they also want to remove the footnote which defines TNCs and other businesses from the table. So at this time, we don't know what's going to happen and if the EU is going to stay in the room or not. But we, as Friends of the Earth Europe and many other European NGOs, are calling on the EU and its member states to constructively engage in this very important debate.
And what do you expect to happen in the following days regarding specifically to the negotiations on this treaty?
Well, what we hope is that we will have an honest and real discussion about what the content and the scope of this treaty should be. So to whom should the treaty apply? Is it only to TNCs or is it also to all companies? And what rights should be covered by this treaty, and what is the relation with the guiding principles? I think those are very important issues that we have discussed within the Treaty Alliance many times. I know that there's also many states that are interested in having this discussion. I already heard many states saying that they really want to get on now with the discussions and just not wait so much longer for all these formalities that the EU wants to go through. So I hope that we can have a constructive debate.
And just to finish, at the same time, the Treaty Alliance and the Global Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power have started the activities today outside the UN compound. So what are your thoughts about that? Did you participate in the opening session today?
Yes, I participated in the opening session today, this morning, at the Broken Chair. And I was really happy to see that we have been able to bring together many people from different areas of the world and also from different organizations as well as social movements. So obviously I hope these numbers will grow and that we will have a good presence both outside as well as inside the UN.
Okay, and shortly, what are the main demands of the organizations and social movements there? At least the most important ones outside, yeah.
Oh, the most important amount is obviously that there should be a binding treaty for businesses in relation to human rights, and that this treaty needs to be adopted as soon as possible so that thousands, if not millions of people will finally have the access to justice that they so urgently need, and also for the human rights defenders and the environmental rights defenders, that they will finally be protected by such a treaty.